Israel respond? I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. That's the question. As U.S. officials react, Israel mulling a possible response to Saturday's drone and missile attack by Iran. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more from the White House.
On Fox News Sunday, John Kirby says he does not know what Israel will do next, but officials say if Israel wants to strike Iran, they're on their own. The White House does not want to see a regional war.
It's going to be up to the Israelis to decide what the next step is here.
President Biden spoke with G7 leaders. All parties agree they want to see Israel not launch a counterattack against Iran. White House officials say Biden told his Israeli counterpart the U.S. would not support Israel launching a counterattack.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, The Wall Street Journal reporting that almost all of the drone and missile attacks were intercepted. The House of Representatives is going to focus on passing aid for Israel following Iran's attack Saturday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with more.
House Speaker Mike Johnson plans to try to advance wartime aid to Israel this week on the heels of an historic attack by Iran. He will have a difficult task unifying his party, though. He will need to win over House Republicans to pass the national security package that also includes funding for Ukraine and allies in Asia. President Biden is urging leaders on both sides of the aisle to pass the aid bill as soon as possible.
And today is April 15th. Uncle Sam says it's time to pay up.
If you haven't filed your 2023 taxes, you have until 11:59 p.m. tonight to do so. Failing to file on time could mean a penalty. And if you still owe the government its so-called fair share, it could mean a failure to pay penalty on top of that. But there are options, including filing for an extension by tonight's deadline. In some states, the tax filing and pay deadline is stretched out even longer, with certain state-observed holidays. Also, if you live in a federally declared disaster area.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
So a big question is, who's going to replace Senate Minority Leader, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, who recently announced his retirement by the end of his term? The other Republican Kentucky Senator, Senator Rand Paul, saying anyone would be a better fit for the position than Senator McConnell. Senator Paul saying McConnell did not do a very good job for the GOP.
Anyone at this point would be better, because he now has decided that Ukraine and sending our money to Ukraine that we have to borrow is more important than anything, including our border. The whole fiasco of getting that thing started with ineffective border control that we ended up rejecting in the end was all Senator McConnell's idea, and it was a disaster.
Front runners to replace McConnell include from South Carolina Republican John Thune and from Texas John Cornyn. Impeachment articles against the top Biden administration official, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, could be moving through Congress this week.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and impeachment managers plan to deliver articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate this week. It's still unclear if Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will hold a trial, move to dismiss, or table the impeachment. Over 40 Republican senators are demanding Schumer hold a trial, saying articles of impeachment have never been tabled. Mayorkas is accused of not following immigration and border security laws and misleading the public by saying the border is secure. Democrats call it a sham impeachment. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And two New York officers shot and killed while investigating reports of a stolen car Sunday night, and all three officers shot, one in the face. Only one officer survived. The victims included a Syracuse cop and a sheriff's deputy. The double fatal shooting happening in a residential area of the Syracuse suburb of Salina between 8 and 9 p.m. on Sunday. The suspect also reportedly killed. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.